Welcome to Hockey Whiz Talks podcast. Today I'll be talking about the Hart Trophy candidates. In this podcast, I talk about some of the Hart Trophy candidates in the NHL this season. Front runners, Connor McDavid. No surprise here, Connor McDavid is once again the favorite to win the Hart Trophy as he leads the NHL in goals, assists, points, points per game, and power play points. McDavid already has an absurd 26 goals, 33 assists, and 59 points in 30 games, which is almost a 2 points per game average, an insane amount in the modern NHL. It will be really difficult for another player to win the Hart over McDavid, especially if he leads the Oilers to a playoff berth. Jason Robertson. Jason Robertson made a furious run for a while to close the gap in the MVP race between him and McDavid, but his production has slowed down a bit as of late. Regardless, he still has 23 goals and 43 points in 30 games, with 15 power play points and a 1.43 points per game average and a plus 18 rating, which is still tremendous production. Moreover, Robertson is a major reason why the Stars currently sit in first place in the Central Division right now. Auston Matthews. Auston Matthews was last year's Hart Trophy winner, and after a slow start to the season, has really started to pick up his scoring as of late. Matthews has 15 goals and 35 points in 30 games, along with 12 power play points and is a plus 15 rating, which is certainly not MVP caliber numbers at this point in time. I do expect him to pick up his scoring later in the season, and should be a front runner once again for the award. And now a word from our sponsor. Check out my scouting blog at HockeyWiz777Scouting.com. Listen to my scouting blog podcast on anchor.fm/HockeyWiz777Scouting. Dark horses. Leon Draisaitl. Unfortunately for Leon Draisaitl, he is playing on the same team as the front runner for the Hart right now, Connor McDavid, and as a result, he always gets overlooked in MVP voting. Draisaitl has 21 goals, 30 assists, and 51 points in 30 games, along with 23 power play points and a 1.70 points per game average. He also leads the league in game-winning goals with 8. It feels wrong that Draisaitl has better numbers than both Robertson and Matthews, yet is not considered a front runner for the Hart. David Pastrnak. David Pastrnak once again has a hot start to the season, recording 19 goals, 39 points, and 18 power play points in 28 games, along with a 1.39 points per game average and a plus 11 rating. Pastrnak has been the leading scorer on a Boston Bruins team that sits in first place in the entire NHL, and he should continue to score throughout the season. Pastrnak could be a dark horse for the Hart this year, especially if Boston ends up winning the President's Trophy. Nathan MacKinnon. Nathan MacKinnon is obviously injured right now, but before getting hurt, he had quietly put together a really good season with 34 points and 14 power play points with a 1.48 points per game average in 23 games. The Avalanche have been one of the teams that have been most affected by injuries. Once they get everyone back and healthy, they should be a force to reckon with again. I expect a strong second half push from Colorado led by Nathan MacKinnon, which will factor into his Hart consideration. Nikita Kucherov. Nikita Kucherov is once again having a great season with the Tampa Bay Lightning, with 11 goals, 31 assists, and 42 points in 28 games, along with 19 power play points and a 1.50 points per game average. He has been a major reason why Tampa Bay has gone 7-3 in the last 10 games, and has put up 5 goals and 21 points along with 11 power play points in the last month. Kucherov is not very well liked by NHL fans, but you cannot deny that he's one of the best players in the NHL right now, and should be an MVP candidate. Check out my hockey blog at HockeyWizTalksHockey.blogspot.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at HockeyWiz777. Should be considered. Kirill Kaprizov. Kirill Kaprizov is having a good start to the season with 17 goals, 35 points, and 18 power play points in 28 games with a 1.25 points per game average. He isn't getting much help from his teammates other than Matt Zuccarello, and has been basically single-handedly carrying Minnesota's offense. If Minnesota can make the playoffs in the Western Conference, Kaprizov deserves Hart nominations. Mitch Marner. Mitch Marner is in the midst of a historic point streak, which has seen him record a point in 23 straight games. Marner has 12 goals, 37 points, and 13 power play points in 30 games, along with a 1.23 points per game average this season. But most likely isn't going to get many nominations at the end of the year, because he plays on the same team as Auston Matthews, who will be one of the front runners at the end of the year. Tage Thompson is one player that no one is talking about for the Hart Trophy, partly because he is playing on a losing team. Thompson has 23 goals, 44 points, and 19 power play points in 29 games, along with a 1.52 points per game average, and is currently third in the NHL in both goals and point scoring. If he continues to dominate like this, it would be tough to not include him in the Hart conversation. Listen to Hockey Whiz Talks podcast on Podbean and Spotify. Check out my YouTube channel at youtube.com/@HockeyWhiz777. Long shots. Mikko Rantanen. Mikko Rantanen is depended on to be the first line center right now and the engine of the Colorado Avalanche offense, and has not disappointed. In the absence of Nathan MacKinnon and Gabriel Landeskog, Rantanen has 19 goals, 36 points, and 15 power play points in 27 games, along with a 1.33 points per game average. Rantanen is a long shot for the Hart Trophy simply because he will be overshadowed by the other talent on the team when they return from injury. Sidney Crosby. Sidney Crosby is still producing like a superstar at 35 years old. He has 17 goals, 38 points, and 7 power play points in 29 games. He has undoubtedly been the best player on the Pittsburgh Penguins, who currently sit in third place in the Metro Division. Although what he is doing at his age is impressive, his offensive numbers aren't nearly good enough to stack up with other Hart candidates. Jack Hughes. Jack Hughes is having a red hot start to the season, putting up 15 goals and 34 points in 29 games, along with a 1.17 points per game average and a plus 10 rating. Hughes has been the leading scorer on an upstart New Jersey Devils team, who currently sit in second place in the Eastern Conference. Although Hughes may continue to put up outstanding numbers, the Devils may not be at the top of the conference by the end of the season. I talk about the Rocket-Richard race.